It doesn't matter. It could be pouring one of those bone-chilling, mind-numbing rains. Or in the dead of winter, the landscape may be painted brown and gray with dirty patches of snow hanging on until that first warm and hopeful spring morning. I don't care. Whatever the weather, the temp, or the season, I am good there. It is the place I have always called home. I have lived a great number of places in my life, seen every state and worked and played in most of Europe and Asia. I have been intrigued, fascinated, enticed, and enchanted by so many of these places. But I always go home. Not often, but when I do, it's my needed shot in the arm. Each time I cross the state line into God's country, my heart bristles and swells as I sweep my eyes along great defiant mountains that finally level off to the west into lush, peaceable meadows. In the summer, the hills can change color from hazy blue to violet, from deep green to gold, depending on where the sun is positioned on any given day. The land, rich and munificent in its bounty, is now left relatively undisturbed by those who would defile it in their search for gas, coal, salt, and iron. The environmentalists and entreating lobbyists have seen to that. Still, this beautiful state so greatly advanced by those industries that have often spoiled the air and earth never fails to provide for the comfort and prosperity of its people. Well, I'm not exactly a poet. Although I can get pretty poetic at times, you won't see it coming out very often. But there are still a few things that continue to bring out the Robert Burns in me. One of those is Caroline, the love of my life, who happens to be my daughter. Another, an ice-cold six-pack of Heineken that when sucked down my swallow pipe on a hot day, cools my arteries as well as my jets. And lastly, my Austin Healey 3000, to which I have visitation rights once a month while it sits in my ex-wife's driveway. But the odes and sonnets that sometimes dance in my brain are never more prolific than when I do go home from time to time, to the extraordinarily beautiful land called Greenbrier. Now, I know it sounds all dramatic and clandestine, but I simply can't tell anyone what I do, who I work for, or where I'm going from one day to the next. Not even my daughter, my ex-wife, or my brother. What I can say is that I'm a contractor, and these days my services are pretty much in high demand. It's not really one of those jobs where if you asked me what I did, then I would say, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Well, maybe it is. But I wouldn't necessarily go through with it. It's a hell of a lot more dangerous world we live in now. And seeing as how we're slammed into World War III, a war like no other, you could say I'm a modern-day battlefield soldier. A for-real army of one. The difference is I don't wear a uniform, have a sophisticated, high-tech weapon system at my fingertips, nor do I take orders from skinhead colonels. When I was in the Army Special Forces 100 years ago, I used to carry a card for fun that listed my job responsibilities like villages plundered, despots exterminated, terrorists castrated, and virgins deflowered. The card that I carry now provides no information about me or my job responsibilities as a government operative. It's actually pretty generic. Across the top, it reads, United States Department of State, over which you will find the department seal, and under which is my name. The only other items on the card are my State Department website and the main office phone number, which patches the caller directly to my cell phone. Let's just say I fix things, and people, both good and bad.